Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio. I'm delighted and just happy to have a good friend in studio with me. I haven't had him on in a while, and that's my fault. I could have you on all the time, Curtis. I got Mayor Curtis Hayes with me from the city of Livingston, the beautiful Woo-hoo! City of Livingston. And he's the mayor. He's the city recorder. He's the whatever else that you do a lot. And we're going to get into some of that because you've been on before. I think you were on during COVID. That's been too long.
Yeah, I need to have you. Right. I have my mask off now.
Yeah, I need to have you on like every 6 months. Anyway,
probably too much.
No. So of course we're in the midst of an election year, Mayor, and the good thing is you're not.
That's right.
You're not. And so when is your election?
2024, June of 2024.
Is that because of the ordinance y'all have passed?
Yeah, okay. Just the way the charter reads, you know, every charter, we're a private act charter, mm-hmm. That's just the way it was set many, many, many moons ago, way before me. We are kind of odd. Now, so the way we run is we're offset. So, in other words, there is a city election this year in 2022. There is three city council folks that are running for election or re-election, and all three of them are unopposed. So so there's three, and then 2 years from now there'll be three more that runs, and then that would be the time that I would be on the ballot along with the three other councilmen. So
and we've talked about this the last time you're here, but I want to remind folks, the city of Livingston, the race is for mayor.
That's right.
And then the three others that's running with you is strictly for council.
That's right.
And that's different in Cookeville because there's 12 candidates running for five positions, and then that council elects a mayor. And but that's not the way it is in Livingston. Yeah. So you like that?
Yes, obviously. You know, I've been there a while. I was a city employee before I got to – I was a policeman. Mm-hmm. Also worked at the sheriff's office, was at Tennessee Tech in maintenance for 10 years, and then ran for council, and then took a stab at the mayor's seat and was successful the second time, not the first time, but and been there for a little while now. So, but yes, you know, it's a pretty good form of government. I think that it's as always, I think there's times that you should take a look at your charter and see if it is productive for you, and if it is working, if it's still working for you. And some cities our size, and there's no rules on it that says you have to do this.
Right.
But there's some cities our size that has a city administrator, that has a city manager. And the way we are is that I am the mayor. I am by charter the recorder. And the city manager. So the mayor and the manager is kind of the same thing. So if you get elected mayor, then you have those duties that go with me. But I've got a great team back at City Hall. I've got a great group of employees and my supervisors, if you averaged them all out, has probably got about 25 years of supervisory experience. So I just kind of get out of their way, let them do their thing, and if they need me, they know where I'm at. We've got a really good working relationship, and it's worked out real well.
Most oftentimes, Curtis, I've watched companies or governments or whatever be ran, a good leader is not a micromanager.
That's right.
Is not a micromanager. So if you're out there listening, you're micromanager, you might want to change your ways. I mean, you just not a lot of success. So
yeah, and that doesn't mean that you don't need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
I mean, I still have supervisors meetings every Monday morning to inform me. But I mean, these guys that are certified in wastewater, they're certified in water treatment and water distribution or waste sewer collections. You know, those I don't need to be down there telling them what to do now. Out of respect for each other, we all sit down if there's a problem that comes up, and usually I go 99.9% of the time I'm going with their recommendation unless there's some kind of legal issue that we need to deal with. But I tell everybody get out of the way and let them do the work.
You know, you work for the county, you work for the city, you've worked for a university. What made you decide to plunge in as a public servant to run for council and then go for that? What was in your thought process? What was in your heart at that time?
You know, I have been asked that question a great deal, and so I finally have had time to figure it out. You know, sometimes you don't pick the occasion kind of picks you. Mm-hmm. And so, but growing up as a youngster at Livingston Academy, go Hawkeye, by the way.
Yeah.
I worked, had two jobs, had one in the summer that worked for the city of Livingston. I used to take care of all the ball fields and mow the grass at City Hall, mow the public safety department's grass. And but during the winter months, of course, that was a summer job. During the winter months, I worked for Telescripts, and which is now known as Comcast.
Okay.
And there was a video production staff, and I was part of it. I was just a 16-year-old cameraman. But what was what I see now that was interesting about that, we filmed all the city council meetings, all the school board meetings, all the county commission meetings, all the fair pageants, beauty pageants, baby pageants, all the whole nine. So I guess now that I look back in it, there had to be some interest that had sparked somewhere, because I did that for 4 years, you know, off season during the winter. I that's what I did. I played football at L.A., played baseball at L.A., so my downtime was the summer.
So you didn't play basketball?
No.
So
no.
During basketball, you was working?
I was working.
And then summer, you were working?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So as a 16-year-old cameraman filming county commission and school board meetings, did it ever occur to you that it was boring? Or did it fascinate you?
I never seen it as boring.
I look
back at that, and I can always tell you, I worked with great folks. That was kind of my first public job. First job I ever had was kind of hauling hay in the country in Overton County, and milking a few cows from time to time, cutting tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
That's the things that I did before I was 16. And then I remember when I when I went to work for the city, the guy said, well, you ain't going to be worth a flip. You're in government. It's over.
Yep.
You ain't going to be worth a flip. But anyway, I appreciate my great times and great lessons learned out in the hayfield and cutting tobacco. I promise you that.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. I think I may have said it on the show before, but you and I have a lot in common with our roles in life, but you remember my uncle. I know you remember my uncle pretty well, based on your involvement with the city and stuff. And of course, he was county, but he was up in Overton County all the time.
Right.
When I was a kid, I was watching WCTE and watching the county commission meetings and watch him run it, and I was fascinated. Now,
sure,
most kids my age at 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it was I was watching, were bored to death watching that. I was fascinated.
Yeah,
loved
sure.
watching him work,
sure.
communicate, lead. And so you were that right there. You were recording the meetings. And
I was right there. Yeah.
Never ran you off or scared you from government. So pretty good.
That's right.
So what does a city recorder do?
So realistically, they're the ones that takes care of all the finances in the city. I mean, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough, by charter, I'm the recorder, but I'm fortunate enough to have someone in the office that has got 30 plus years of experience in the recording business.
Right.
That just does a good job. And again, get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let them do their job and, you know, surround yourself with good people. They make you look good. And I've been fortunate for the last 15 years. That's what I've done. And so it's just really been a really good run so far.
Have you been married 15 years?
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time's flying by.
Be 16 and September, I guess, something like that.
Goodness gracious. Well, I feel like you've been there. I come back to Cleveland in 2006, so technically you have been there since I've been back to
CTAS.
So, and I've always enjoyed joint meetings with you, just not really official meetings, but you and the county, Kenneth Copeland, when he was there and hanging out, and we just laughed at y'all. That's all I did.
Yeah,
I sat back and laughed at you, too. Your multiple roles, mayor, recorder, and as you said, recorders play basically a city manager. You're overall department heads.
That's right.
But you have supervisor positions. So how many employees do y'all have?
Roughly about 80.
Are y'all growing year to year?
We're trying not to, you know. We did away with some position just due to attrition, you know.
Right.
But You know, city government and county government's just different.
Right.
You know, you hear a lot of folks say that, I'm going to run it like I do a business. And that sounds good, and that's a good sound bite. And I think there's some principles in the private sector that certainly work in the government sector. But it's not a one-size-fits-all category.
Right.
Okay. If you had, if the private sector had the general fund and over in the county government and the city government, they probably sell it.
Sure.
Because there's just not a whole lot of revenue coming
right.
in. And yep. you're talking about the, you're talking about your sales tax, you're talking about your property taxes, and then you're trying to run your parks out of it, your police and your fire and street departments and garbage collection and things like that. And, in small towns like Livingston, every penny matters.
Yeah.
So it's important that that we're frugal with our revenues. And I've got a good supporting cast, got a good board of aldermen, and we just kind of get the job done.
So you said the three that are up for election this year, no opponents.
That's right.
That means they're doing a pretty good job in the people's eyes, because usually – if there's no challenger, then something's going right?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And, and some people just don't like getting in politics, you know. And then, you just have years. For the first time 2 years ago, I was unopposed for the first time. That's a great feeling, by the way.
Right.
Who knows in 2 years from now, there may be five in the race. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm going to do the best job I can, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Well, and I'm going to brag on you. I think you do a good job. And one thing I have seen you do ever since I've been at CTAS, you work well, you and the council work well with the commission and the county mayor, whoever it's been. For the most part, y'all have worked well. So when we come back after this break, I do want to get into some growth discussion, because sure. Oregon County's growing, Livingston's growing, yeah. And then some ARP money. I've talked to all my mayors about that and mm-hmm. hadn't have you on. But after this break, we come back on Local Matters with Livingston Mayor Curtis Hayes. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here in studio with Mayor Curtis Hayes from Livingston. Just enjoy the first segment with you. Just love talking to you. We need to talk more often. I need to come up here and, instead of having lunch with Danner, need to call you, right?
I'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Ben.
Can't trust any Ben.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say, especially when he and I are together. Other mayors say the same thing. We just stand over to the side. But mentioned growth before we took the break, and the Upper Cumberland as a whole is growing, and it's not just Cleveland. Everybody wants to talk about Cleveland, Putnam County, and I live here, and we are growing, but it's everywhere. I know the county, Overton County, is growing. Are you seeing growth in the city of Livingston?
Yeah, and I think that you measure growth on several different ways.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the census wants to talk about warm bodies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And according to that, we're down just a little bit. Than we was. Now, we certainly argue that. I mean, because you start looking at water taps and you start looking at natural gas taps that is under the control of the city of Livingston, and I mean, we've just blew up.
Right.
Okay. You start looking at, we have just been fortunate that we've had some of our locals along with folks that has came back home, that has made some nice investments. For example, we don't have an empty building or downtown Livingston, and there's been major renovations done. We have some Airbnbs there, so we have a lot of downtown living. We got two restaurants located downtown, and so have we grown? There's no question. We have certainly grown.
Right.
If you go back 10, 12 years, we had empty storefronts. We had empty buildings. You're not going to find that right now. We've got a plan right now as we start we've been concentrating on downtown for the last 10, 12 years, kind of going with that theory, if you build it, they'll come.
Sure.
And it's worked. It's worked. You know, we kind of, first thing we did was buried all the overhead lines on our downtown square to make it look more attractive.
Right.
We got some crosswalks, brick stamp crosswalks. Mm-hmm. Now in Livingston, in downtown, we've got we built a $2.9 million park. I think it's actually 3.2. It's been a minute, but yeah. somewhere in there probably. But you know, we got the steel coop out of because Central Park is there. You know, we got a local couple that wanted to invest, and they did. And you know, we've got a, in my opinion, world class restaurant right mm-hmm. there. We've got another restaurant that closed and one opened just as soon as it closed, and so you know, things are hopping, you know, we're going to continue to build on downtown. We're going to continue to make sure infrastructure is ready and prepared for whatever comes. Every manufacturing that we have in Overton County is hiring at will. They're doing pay studies, they're adding shifts. I mean, if you are in need of a job and you're listening, go visit any of the plants, and I would really be shocked if they don't put you to work as soon as you walk in the door.
Right.
And making pretty good money. And some of the problem is maybe working too much.
Right.
That's where we are, and we're automotive driven.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our plants have something to do with cars and trucks and that industry. And I think if you talk to any car dealer right now, they'll tell you they're having a hard time getting inventory.
Right.
And that's why our plants are very busy right now.
Well, and so I'm glad you mentioned all that, especially downtown, because you are exactly right. Since I've been coming up there, of course, I've been coming up there since I was a kid, because I'm just living in Baxter, but you're right. There used to be some empty stores. And of course, and you may not know this, my wife sells jewelry out of Restored & Co. there on the square, and they've done a good job with their location.
Sure.
And everything around there is just full and busy. And so we went up there a few weeks ago, and she put jewelry in there, and we went down. We eat Steel Coop a lot. It's good. We went down. What's the restaurant in the old motel? I can't even think right now.
Yeah, Wayne's.
Wayne's. That's good stuff.
Yeah, sure it is.
I mean, that's just not far from the square.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You've got options
that's
to
right.
eat.
That's
so,
right.
Folks, I'm telling you, and my mother-in-law that lives in Spring Hill, when she comes here, she wants to go to Livingston.
Absolutely.
She wants to go up there because she loves it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm going to take care of you. But y'all have done well in trying. And, of course, I know y'all have had some grant money.
Yeah.
So when you talked about the power lines, you know, first time I remember seeing power lines in the ground, it's Gatlinburg.
Yeah, sure.
As a younger, and I'd be like, where's the power lines at? Well, yeah. Somebody there said, well, they're in the ground.
Yeah.
So did y'all get a grant to do that, or is that something y'all saved up?
So Livingston is one of the six cities that got a sales tax rebate grant from the state of Tennessee.
Okay.
And it's based on your sales in going a block of each directions of your courthouse, and that's kind of the way it works. We get 7 cents out of every 5 cents out of every dollar comes straight back to the DRC to
okay.
the downtown, comes back to the city of Livingston, which has allowed the downtown revitalization committee to disperse the revenue with approval of the Board of Aldermen.
Okay? Right.
That's kind of the way it works. So we took that money and buried all the electric lines and all the overhead lines on the square, and that's why you don't see them. We of course have mast arms on the square now, and have been for quite some time. Took care of some of the guttering, some of the drainage, sidewalks. Put some bricks down on the sidewalk,
yeah.
We are really, really close. Just kind of waiting on the state to give us the green light to renovating our courthouse lawn.
Okay.
So several years ago, some good folks that donated their time and their money. And we have the Ben Page, what we call the Ben Page Project. Ben Page is a landscape architecture out of Franklin.
Okay.
And so we're about to put that full force. So that we hope will start in October, could be the first of the year, which is good and bad. It's good Ben, because we have got Livingston Academy High School prom that is going to be downtown Livingston Saturday night.
Oh, so wow.
This will be the first time that that's ever happened, downtown Livingston. I've had a call into the good Lord.
Yeah.
And he's going to bless us with some sunshine. I have no doubt.
I'll make a call for you too.
Yeah. Thank you. but we're keeping our fingers crossed. I have talked to the National Weather Service, and I think there could be a sprinkle before noon. Maybe a light shower, a light rain. They didn't, but nothing heavy. So we've just joined hands with Livingston Academy. I've got a excellent team of employees have all pitched in to help out anywhere from lighting. The Downtown Revitalization Committee has chipped in financially to get some lighting. We've got golf carts coming and DJ and the whole nine. And we're going to be dancing in the streets of Livingston Saturday night.
I'm going to brag on y'all. That's a great partnership with Livingston Academy. And I imagine there's several reasons, but I always think money. You know me.
Sure.
I'm a commissioner. I'm an accountant. I imagine you're going to benefit from that because those kids are going to stay inside Livingston and Overton County instead of coming down here to eat.
Yeah,
they're going to be more likely to stay there because they're right there downtown. They got access to restaurants.
That's right.
And they're going to keep their money. Yeah. Inside the city limits and the county. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I think, of course, for COVID reasons, I think that the last couple of years, I know last year for sure, I don't want to speak out of place, that the prom, I think that parents was in charge of it and felt like they needed to do some things, and I think the prom was took outside the county, and I as the mayor of Livingston, I want everything downtown Livingston, you know, if we can – the more we can put downtown, the better we are. I believe that with all my heart. I really do.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So after this break, I've got more with Mayor Hayes out of Livingston. Be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor Curtis Hayes. He is the mayor of Livingston and the city recorder and the city manager and everything else. But as he said, he's got great staff that helps him and give them an applause for them because they help you out and y'all do a great
Absolutely.
Job. I'm excited to hear about all the stuff that's going on. Prom being held on the Courthouse Square, old Courthouse Square, for those seniors in Livingston. Is it senior junior prom? Or
yeah, junior senior junior, prom.
Okay,
right.
Junior seniors of Livingston Academy. I think that's great.
And not to interrupt you, but
no, you're good.
It's a record number this year. We're going to have 450 people have already signed up to be at prom. And in the last 2 years, last year was 225. Year before that, under 200, or even to that.
Yeah.
But now we have we have hit that, and you know I got to give it up for the folks at Livingston Academy. Their staff has pushed it. They've invited me a time or two to come over and talk to them and talk to the students. And because I think when we first pitched it to the students, they thought, it's one of those things that sometimes the hidden treasure's in your backyard.
Sure.
And you just don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, you see it every day. You drive across the square every day. But at the end of the day, sometimes hidden treasure's in your backyard. You know, we've got one of them in Standing Stone State Park. You know, what a great park that Standing Stone is.
Yeah.
And it's sitting there in our backyard and not utilized as much to locals as it should be. And we get folks that come in and Overton County that use her park, but we can talk about that another day. When we started showing pictures to students and I wanted to make sure that the city of Livingston was all in,
mm-hmm.
and this was going to be first class. We're not just going to go up there and throw a few beads out. That we're going to put you under the lights. We're going to have you a dance floor, and all these merchants around the square is pushing. We've had outside financial support that has helped Livingston Academy a little bit. And it's just, we're crossing our fingers and saying a prayer every night that Mother Nature and the good Lord's going to bless us with sunshine. I believe it is.
Yeah.
Looking at the I've been watching the forecast for the last 14 days. I've seen it at 80%, and now we're down to 10%.
That's great.
So, and according to the National Weather Service, that 10% is going to be between 1 a.m. and 9 a.m.
That's good.
I'll take it.
That's good. I think it's great. I cannot wait to see pictures. I can't wait to see how it happened and then how the kids and their reaction. I think that's great. Maybe some other communities will think about maybe doing that.
We want to be the leader.
Yeah. Well, you are. Yeah. I mean, this is great. So let's continue talking about some projects. Every county and city in the state of Tennessee got the ARPA money. And I know you've got a designated pile of money that you can do things with that's, you know, COVID related or whatever. And then you got a pile of money you can do with water. Yeah. What's the city of Livingston's plan with that money?
Ours is real simple. We're getting $1.2 million and we're going to pave streets in Livingston. We've had a 4-year plan now to try to get all the streets paved. We're in phase 3 of that. That's done been approved. The board has approved it. It's going to be $1 million worth of paving, and I'd love to say that goes a long ways, but unfortunately, it don't. I think everybody knows the price of oil now. Yeah. I mean, we pay it at the pumps. Yeah. Not a whole lot of difference when you start talking about asphalt, okay? But that's what we're going to do. We're going to pave streets with $1 million of that. We're going to take that $200,000 and use it for a match. With our eligible TDEC money,
sure.
You know, there's two pots of money. There's
right.
ARPA funds and there's TDEC funds that's part of the ARPA funds. And, you know, you got to have a scorecard and, you know, you got to get all these things lined up. And I think that and then you got to get all your money. The ARPA, half the money comes, I guess, 8 months ago, maybe a year ago, close to a year ago. And then you get the other half. A year from that, so we don't have all the $1.2 million, but it's money in the bank. We're going to get it, and then they finally have started opening up for scorecards with TDEC. You know, we've just got a lot of utilities that are shovel ready, ready to go. Gerald Wofford and Company takes care of all of our engineering services as far as water and sewer, and they've been with us. Quite a while, and it's done us a fantastic job. And that's what we're going to do. I think we're eligible. Don't hold me to the number, but I want to say somewhere in the TDEC funds, 890 to 880, somewhere 880,000 or something like that is what we're eligible for. And then, of course, there has to be a little match on that. It's not 100%. Clear money as the ARPA is. So,
a lot of cities in Upper Cumberland have had struggles with their sewer. Your sewer pretty good shape right now?
Well, one thing that I've learned in city government, you're never finished.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
You're just never finished. You know, if you can always run a new water line. You can always replace that old galvanized line somewhere in your old system mm-hmm. to PVC, okay? You can always lay a new sewer line, you know. It's just really never done. And when you see these, I'd tell anyone that if your city government or your county government is not doing anything, they're not doing their job.
Right.
Because you're going to pay the piper
yep.
eventually.
Yep.
I mean, if you're not replacing water lines, if you're not staying up to specs in your water treatment plant or doing any renovation to your wastewater plant, then you're just not simply not doing your job. And it will catch up with you. And it's good to plan, obviously, look at your infrastructure and see what areas, you know, obviously you can prioritize on what needs to go or what needs to be improved on. And that's kind of what we have done and to try to stay afloat. But the option of doing nothing, in my opinion, just not the right option.
Yeah, I agree. You can't stay stagnant.
That's right.
Better be proactive than reactive.
That's right.
So that's something I try to go by.
Being reactive kind of gets you in some trouble with TDEC too, I believe.
Yes, they don't shy away from coming down on an entity.
And I got good friends at TDEC, but
they're good people. Yeah. But they're gonna make sure you're doing the right thing. So we're in the middle of spring. And summer's coming. Anything going on in City of Livingston this spring and summer that you can share, get folks up there?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, we try to do a summer concert series every year. This year, we kicked off one already with Colin Ray. Came in, kind of rocked the house there at Central Park. We had 500-plus people there, free concert on the Sunday afternoon. He did an outstanding job.
He can sing.
He can sing. Man, he's a little old school, but hey, I'm old school.
Some of my favorite songs are by Colin Ray.
That's right. And we got the Kentucky Headhunters coming into town as well. So, yeah, they're coming into town. Then we got Confederate Railroad coming in this summer as well. We try to have three. And, again, these are free to the public. Now, hopefully, we are I think I can say this. We are talking with WCTE. Possibly going to have a fundraiser for them.
Okay.
In Livingston that I think that will be a win-win for the city and be a win-win for WCTE.
Great.
Hopefully we can talk about that next segment.
Yeah. That'd be good to know going forward. And of course, I want to have you back on more. I want to get more updates as you go, because Livingston's not going to stop with growth and with everything going on, and y'all are not going to stop trying to improve. And I had a conversation with one of our community leaders the other day, and they're very pro growth in Putnam County and Cookeville, and I didn't say I was against it. I want people to be here, but we're growing so fast, it's hard to keep up. I like for people to come visit and then kind of go back home every now and then, you know. And so, but we're doing a lot of good things here, as y'all are.
My good friend Eldon Leslie, I think I can say this on the radio, sure. But my good friend Eldon Leslie, I think most folks know him. I think they call it the Leslie Town Center, but he always said, we'll trade urine for gas anytime you go in and use the bathroom while you're filling up your car. So yep. That's what he used to always say.
That's right.
So I get what you're saying, Ben. I get what you're saying.
That's pretty good. I'll have to remember that. But, you know, growth is an issue, but, you know, you've got things in place. And as I said, I think we said off air that I respect the way you work with county government. And of course, we aggravate Mayor Danner, but I think Ben does a good job. And y'all two work together. I've never had a phone call from him complaining about you.
Yeah.
Never had a phone call from you complaining about him.
Yeah. I think it's important that both governments not only appear to be working together, but actually working together. Ben and I, of course, are graduates at Livingston Academy, graduated the same year.
Yeah.
I think Ben does a good job for Overton County, and we work really well together. And I've had the occasion that I went to, I've had the occasion of working with three county executives now, I think, and but I think it's important that everybody tries to get on the same page as much as you can. And I remember when Ben was elected, it's the same thing I told Kenneth and I told Ron Sire, same mm-hmm. thing. I said, listen, here's the deal that we're going to make. I'm going to stay out of county government. You stay out of city government. We're going to be just fine.
Yep.
We shook hands and went and had lunch together, and we've been just fine.
Yep.
And not one time have I poked my nose in the county business. Yep. If you want some advice, I'll give you some advice. If not, I promise you my plate is full with city business, and I don't need to be in county business.
Yeah, okay? I understand that. Before we leave, Curtis, are you still the voice of the Wildcat football team?
I am no longer the voice of the Wildcat football team. I retired. Okay. So I took that gig because Bruce Lamb said, Curtis, if you'll do one game, I'll find somebody else to fill in your spot.
That's good old boo.
5 years later, I was still coaching. Still being the public announcer at Livingston Academy football team. And so I stayed 1 year after my last son. I gave Bruce a year's notice. Yep. I said, I'm putting in my notice that this part-time gig, I'm done.
The only time I've ever been mad at you is when I hear touchdown Hawkeye. When you're playing Upperman. So, Curtis, thanks for coming in. Always love having you here. Always love visiting with you, talking to you. You're a great person. Just anything I can do for you, let me know, okay?
Yes, sir. Go Hawkeye.
There you go. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember to smile at one another. Don't frown. It's a lot easier to smile. We'll see you next week on Local Matters.